يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're back with our next installment of the commentary of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter number 62 of the Noble Quran. And today we want to focus on verse number 9, which introduces this practice of the Friday prayers. Before we delve into the commentary, the exegesis of this verse, let us give a listen to the Arabic recitation, the English translation, and then we will look at the meaning of this particular verse of the Quran.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
O you who have faith, when the call is made for prayer on Friday, hurry toward the remembrance of God and leave all business. That is better for you, should you know. In Islam, when the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, made the migration, the hijrah, from Mecca to Medina, one of the very first acts of worship which he implemented, obviously by the command of Allah, was the Friday prayers, the Salatul Jum'ah. And this has been a tradition since the Prophet migrated to Medina, and it continues until this day. And we see that in Islam that Friday is given a extra importance. It is the Sabbath, so to speak, the holy day. But as we will see in later verses of this chapter, that it is not the Sabbath or a holy day as other traditions know their days to be. But rather, this is a day which the believers have been encouraged, enjoined, and in some opportunities in certain periods of time, it is an obligation to perform the Friday prayers, which we will, inshallah, God willing, look into greater depth later on in our discussion. But one of the first things that we see within this particular verse of the Quran is Allah says that when the call has been made for the Friday prayer, then hasten towards the remembrance of God and leave aside all business. But one of the things that the faithful will appreciate when we come to the Friday prayers is that, yes, we leave our work, our business, our school, our free activities on the day of Friday to go towards the masjid, the religious center, to offer the Friday prayers. But we see that when we get to the center, that there is always an individual who is giving a lecture, a khutbah, a sermon. And actually, this in itself is a part of the Friday prayers, meaning that the two sermons which are delivered before the actual prayer begins are actually the dhikr of Allah, are the remembrance of Allah, and in which the speaker has been enjoined, has been advised in the traditions to speak about certain topics of interest to the community. And we will also try to delve into some of these areas in further detail in our discussion today. But we see that when we hasten to the mosque on Friday, it is not to immediately start the prayer, but rather to sit, to listen to the sermons, and then, once the two sermons have been completed, do we actually begin the recitation of the two rakat prayers for the day of Friday. One of the interesting things that comes about when we read the Quran and reflect on the traditions of the Prophet and the infallible family, may God's peace and blessings be upon them all, is the fact that in Islamic tradition, we are told not to make haste when we go to the mosque, to the masjid, for the regular daily prayers. And in fact, there are traditions which we will see that tell us that when you go to the mosque, go in a very solemn, humble manner, observing all the etiquette which our jurists speak about within their books of Islamic laws and jurisprudence. However, there is an exception to this rule, which is the particular Friday prayers that we are looking at in this discussion. And as we saw in the verse of the Quran, Allah says, "Fas'au ila dhikrillah," that run, hasten, make haste to attain the remembrance of Allah, to reach to the remembrance of Allah. And so we see that at one level, that yes, for the daily prayers we are enjoined, we are advised to take it easy and slowly, and obviously get to the center on time to pray. But for the Friday prayers, we are highly encouraged to actually make a way to the center, to hurry up and get there in time, to be a part of the congregation. And there are many traditions which speak about the importance of being in the congregation even before the sermon starts. For example, we have traditions which mention to us that the angels are positioned at the doors of the masjid. And the angels are writing down the names of the individuals who come into the mosque on the Friday prayers. And the tradition mentions that once the adhan has been given and the speaker begins to deliver the sermon, the angels metaphorically close their books and they stop writing down the names of the participants of the Friday prayer. And so there is an encouragement within our tradition to ensure that we are at the Friday prayers on time, well before the adhan time, as much as we can, to ensure that we gain the maximum reward for this divine heavenly act that we are going to perform on the blessed day of Friday. Let us share with us one of the traditions in terms of the importance of this act of the Friday prayers and hastening towards the remembrance of Allah. We're told in the hadith the following statement. When you are making your way to the daily salat, then do not go towards it running. Rather, make your way to it in peace and tranquility of body. And when you reach there, pray what you are present for and make up that which you have missed. Again, this shows us that when it comes to the daily five prayers on any day except for the Friday congregational Jummah prayer, that we have been encouraged and advised to be humble, peaceful, walk in a slow, modest means. But again, for the Friday prayers, we see a unique opportunity and a unique change in even in the method of how we reach towards the Friday prayers. One of the things also that becomes very interesting and a point of discussion amongst Muslims and even non-Muslims when they look at the acts of worship within our tradition is the fact that this Friday prayer is preceded by two sermons. And we see that when we look at the content of what must be delivered or what should be delivered in terms of the sermons, we see an amalgamation of religion and politics. And when you mix both of them together, you get Islam. You get this religion which is not only concerned with the other world, with the next world, with the attainment of paradise, but also with what is happening in the world that we are living in right now. And so we understand that political affairs, that talking about the situation and the plight of Muslims around the world, whether it be local in our own city, in our own province, in our own state, in our own country, or on the greater scale of the global Muslim Ummah, that these issues need to be addressed by an individual who has that understanding of the world and can actually not just regurgitate facts and figures that they may read on a major news outlet, but actually delve into the situations of the Muslims and present them to the people attending the Friday prayers and maybe even come up with possible solutions to counter the challenges that we are facing around the world. Let us now focus on a lengthy tradition from the 8th Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ar-Radha, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And in this tradition, which has been quoted by the late Ayatollah Murtada Mutahhari in his discourse which he gave on the history, the philosophy, the wisdom of Salatul Jummah, he quotes a lengthy tradition in which the 8th Imam speaks about the content of the sermons of the Friday prayer. Let us go over this in stages in the tradition, piece by piece, so that we can get a better understanding of what the 8th Imam had envisioned for his followers of what should be the content of the khutbah, of the sermon of the Friday prayers. He begins by stating the following. Surely the sermon on Friday has been placed there since Jum'ah, Friday, is the gathering day of the common populace. And so it was desired by Allah that the leader of the Friday prayers would provide exhortation and encourage the listeners to get closer to the obedience of Allah and to warn them concerning going against the laws of Allah. These first two sentences of the 8th Imam show us the content of the first sermon, that it should be to advise the believers about God consciousness, about taqwa, about having piety, of having this reverence of Allah, about learning the religion, about knowing our obligations, our responsibilities to Allah, and to further, you know, give general knowledge of the religion of Islam. And traditionally, this is what the speakers around the world have used in the first sermon, was to educate their listeners about the importance of following the religion and to adhering to its principles and moral teachings. But now in the second portion of the tradition from the eighth Imam, we see the actual content that needs to be spoken about within the second sermon of the prayer. And he says the following. And also so that the people would be made aware of what is good for them in relation to their religion and religious affairs and of the worldly affairs as well. And in addition, the Friday prayer leader would also inform the people of that which is happening, both the good and the bad, far away to the Muslims who live in other lands and countries, and to keep them in the scheme of what is occurring. And surely the reason why two speeches have been made obligatory is that in one of them, the praise of Allah and the glorification and sanctification of Allah, the Noble and the Grand, should be carried out. However, as for the second speech, the mentioning of the needs of the people and warning them and inviting them to that which they need to know of the commandments and prohibitions of Allah and that which is righteous and wicked from amongst those actions, this must also be mentioned. So we see here that the Imam is giving us the general criteria of what a Friday sermon should contain, and that it is not enough only to speak about this, our responsibilities in this world towards getting to the next world, our advising towards taqwa, advising towards piety, about being religious people, about maintaining religiosity, about being righteous believers. These are all well and good. But he shows us the second sermon needs to be something where the believers can be acquainted with what is happening around the world. It's not enough for us to merely open up a cable television news outlet or read headlines on the internet and see what's happening in the world, because as we know that the media has a tendency and a bias towards certain countries, certain groups, certain religions, certain individuals. And so were we to take our information solely from these sources, we would not be getting a clear picture of what Islam has in store for us as human beings and as those who are trying to maintain justice in the world. But when we come to the Friday sermon and the speaker is well aware of worldly intrigues and politics and things that are happening around the world, then definitely he will be able to not only let us know what are the most important and pertinent issues that we should be thinking about, but also possible solutions to overcome some of the challenges that Muslims are facing around the world. And so we end here with this look at this particular verse of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, and inshallah, God willing, we will continue this discussion to see the other aspects of the Friday prayers as has been envisioned within the Quran and also the teachings of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.